Christy King.
No cars, just people. D.C. kicks off open streets in Anacostia. I'm Shayna Stulen.
Candidates in congressional races being chosen today in Virginia. I'm Nick Ainelli.
At 11:10, some big TV finales this week. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Help is on the way to ease a critical shortage of baby formula in America.
Anxious parents finding empty shelves instead of baby formula will get some relief starting this weekend when military aircraft filled with formula arrive in Indianapolis from Germany. The White House says 132 pallets of formula will be in the first shipment, the launch of the Biden administration's plan called Operation Fly Formula.
CBS's Wendy Gillette, it's becoming more and more clear that the coronavirus is going to be with us for a long time, perhaps becoming something like the flu. CBS News medical contributor Dr. David Agus.
We're going to accept that we're all going to get it. There's going to be every 6 months cadence, you're going to stay home from work for 7 to 10 days when you get the virus. If we keep our vaccines and our boosters up, our immunity up, it's going to be very mild and it's not going to be a big issue. And the people who are high risk will take pills or a shot that will block the virus.
A snowstorm in Denver and a heat advisory today for most major cities in the Northeast because of what CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson says will be dangerously high temperatures.
We're talking about record temperatures. More than 60 of them up and down the eastern seaboard from as far south as South Carolina and North Carolina and as far north as New Hampshire. We're going to be into the mid-90s in Concord, New Hampshire, and in Manchester, 94, 95 there.
And in northern Michigan, a second confirmed death now from a tornado that hammered the city of Gaylord, population 4,200, yesterday afternoon. The mayor says the twister tore a 2 to 3 mile swath through the town, destroying a dozen homes and other businesses. As the price of a gallon of regular gas climbs to a national average of $4.59. This driver is feeling the pinch along with many others across America.
Well, not long ago, I could fill up for probably $55, $60. Now, maybe $80.
North Korean provocations, a major focus of the discussions between President Biden and the new president of South Korea today.
President Biden and his South Korean counterpart pledged to step up deterrence of North Korean threats. Yoon Suk-yeol said the two countries would ramp up their joint military exercises.
President Biden and I shared grave concerns, and more than anything else, we believe that this is something that merits our utmost attention.
Mr. Biden was asked whether he would meet with Kim Jong-un.
It would depend on whether he was sincere and whether it was serious.
Biden aides have said the U.S. would have no preconditions for such talks. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, with the president in Seoul.
The baseball writer Roger Angel has died. He died yesterday of heart failure. He was 101. This is CBS News.
Never miss a moment. Top news from WTOP, 24/7, 365. Listen on air, on Alexa, and on the WTOP app.
It's 11:03 on Saturday, May 21st. 84 degrees, a very hot day with highs in the mid-90s. Good morning, I'm Sandy Kozel with the top local stories we're following this hour. We have more on that police activity that's caused major issues on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. Fairfax County Police say they got a report of a carjacking in the Alexandria area just before 8 a.m. and that the stolen 2020 Toyota Camry was later spotted by a license plate reader entering Maryland. They say the Camry then re-entered Fairfax County about an hour later. Police gave chase, which resulted in the car slamming into a Jersey wall on the Wilson Bridge. Police say a person has been arrested and a gun has been recovered. With possible record-breaking temperatures on the way today, Mayor Muriel Bowser has activated the district's heat emergency plan that opened cooling centers for residents seeking relief from the heat. More now on the conditions from our Luke Lukert.
Summer won't technically begin for another month, but it sure seems like we'll get a blast of it today. Storm Team 4 meteorologist Doug Kammerer.
96 degrees on your Saturday. That would be record-breaking heat.
Might be the hottest day in May in over 10 years. Public pools in D.C. won't be open until Memorial Day, but the city opened several spray parks early. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser also activated the city's heat emergency plan. Cooling centers will now be open for anyone who needs to get out of the hot sun. Most of the east East Coast will be feeling the heat along with us. Unseasonable weather extends all the way from Texas up to Massachusetts and Vermont. Luke Luger, WTOP News.
This is weather that can be dangerous if you'll be outside for a while.
Signs you need to get to a cooler place include heat cramps,
which presents as muscle pains or spasms in the stomach, arms, or legs.
Dr. Jason Singh with Kaiser Permanente says more extreme is heat exhaustion,
which presents as heavy sweating, muscle cramps, fatigue, dizziness, and nausea.
Most serious is heat stroke.
This is an oral temperature of greater than 103, and you have red, hot, dry skin with no sweat and a rapid, strong pulse and feel dizzy or confusion.
That's when you need the emergency room. Call 911. Christy King, WTOP News.
We'll give you the full forecast at 11:08. A major road in southeast D.C. is going car-free today until 1 this afternoon.
It's part of the city's Open Streets Initiative, blocking off about a third of a mile of Martin Luther King Jr. Avenue in Ward 8 for people to walk, exercise, bike. No cars allowed.
We're showing that the streets are actually one of our most valuable assets in the city and how they can be used for more than just vehicles.
D.C.'s Department of Transportation's Anna Chamberlain says there'll also be music, entertainment, a fitness class, and it's just a taste of what's to come.
Our big event's going to be on 7th Street on June 4th. So 7th Street Northwest, going through Shaw neighborhoods and Chinatown.
And more open streets are planned after that. Shayna Stulen, WTOP News.
It's a busy political day in parts of Virginia. Republicans are choosing candidates for a few U.S. House races. They're in Districts 5, 8, and 10.
In District 5, which stretches from Charlottesville to the North Carolina border, Republican Congressman Bob Good is facing a challenge from Dan Moy, a GOP leader from Charlottesville. The winner faces Democratic candidate Josh Thronberg in November. District 8 in Fairfax and Arlington counties has five Republicans running. The winner advances to November and faces the winner of next month's Democratic primary between Congressman Don Beyer and challenger Victoria Veersing. The most crowded race is in District 10 in Loudoun County and parts of Fairfax and Prince William counties. There are 11 Republican candidates there. The winner takes on Democratic Congresswoman Jennifer Wexton in November. Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
Two people are dead after a single car crash on Annapolis Road near Fairview Parkway in Bowie. The vehicle struck a pole this morning before catching fire. Prince George's County Police pronounced the two dead at the scene. Coming up, traffic and that hot weather forecast. 11:07.
Honey, we've got to talk. You are obsessed with Family Feud.
What? That's silly. Give me one good reason you say that.
You're always watching it. And you play the music. Okay, then explain this on the table.
This? It's just a scratch-off.
It's a Family Feud scratch-off from the Maryland Lottery.
But we could win $50,000.
Good answer.
Survey says, play Family Feud scratch-offs with a top prize of $50,000 and great second chance cash prizes. Please play responsibly.
Success is picking up extra shifts, and now you want to be the boss. Success is getting your foot in the door. Now you want to take the next step. Success looks different to everyone.